What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Game show Wednesday. We're going to give you a chance to win some great prizes. We've got Metallica tickets.
Very good.
We've got Old Glory rugby tickets.
We will be there. We'll be there for fan appreciation night on the 31st.
And we've got a $100 Metropolitan Hospitality Group gift card. So that's coming up on Game Show Wednesday in about 20 to 25 minutes. We'll play Junkie Shootout, answer three questions in a row. You win the prize. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page driven by the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Cruise over, ask for Josh, and make it Malloy, Malloy.com. So we kind of mentioned the NBA already. OKC takes a one zippy series lead as they just dominate the Timberwolves in the second half. They outscore them 70-40 in the second half. The Timberwolves' four-point lead vanishes in that second half. Shea ends up with 31. On the flip side, because everybody's making this a Shea versus Ant-Man series, Anthony Edwards finishes with just 18 points on 5 of 13 shooting. They get 28 from Julius Randle, but very little else from anybody else. Dante Vincenzo shot 12 threes, only made three of them.
Oh.
So rough shooting night for the Timberwolves.
Super green light. 12 three balls.
Everybody does, Cakes.
Yeah.
Anything cross half court.
That's his
game.
Thing.
Yeah.
Do you like the commercial with the Nova? It's the Nova Knicks minus DiVincenzo, who is now left. He was traded away. Do you guys never see that commercial?
I've seen it a couple times.
The three Knicks, and they're sad because DiVincenzo's on the other team.
It doesn't really move me.
Oh, it's a pretty good commercial.
It's a little bit better than the one where SGA, Chet Holmgren, and
yes, they're all wearing
Williams,
the same outfit.
They're all wearing the same outfit for, I think it's an AT&T commercial.
So tonight you've got Knicks in game one of their series against the Indiana Pacers. That's where the NBA is. WNBA. Some news came out about the big game on Sunday, or was it Saturday, between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. The largest regular season audience since 2000. Saturday's game averaged 2.7 million viewers on ABC.
And the WNBA wishes they could have nothing but Fever and Sky games. Basically, have 20 of them. Have 20 of them per season.
Did I see, I think it was Portnoy or somebody tweeted that, is she already like second or first in triple doubles and she's done it in like 43 games?
Yeah,
whereas someone like Diana Taurasi, who I believe she passed, it took 500-some games.
Yeah, she's putting up some historic numbers. Last night, the Fever lost to the Atlanta Dream 91-90, and Caitlin Clark finished with 27 points and 11 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Hit a couple of those deep three balls, but she lost the game. They fall to 1-1. The Fever, of course, were horrible. I think they're going to be decent this year. Yeah, it's a big story, bigger story when they face, though, Angel Reese.
Right. Well, she's done an unbelievable job of lifting that league up and making them relevant at all. I mean, it's remarkable the impact she's had. Never would have guessed it. Never would have. Never saw it coming. Thought after the college run that
her mania has continued.
She would disappear
into the WNBA.
She's done an unbelievable job of keeping them sort of, in the news.
EB mentioned the Nats in the first segment. Dylan Cruz did hit a tie-breaking home run in the second inning. Before leaving the game in the sixth, the Nationals went on to beat the Braves 5-3 on Tuesday night. So their record's now 22-27. Helps when you play the Orioles, I'll tell you that. They haven't won with the new manager yet. Left-handed pitcher Mitchell Parker allowed 3 runs in about 5 innings. And then Kyle Finnegan and the rest of the relievers did their job. Finnegan's already up to 15 saves on the season.
Tied for first in the majors with that number.
So, yeah, Cruz, home runs in back-to-back games and leading the majors, at least with rookies, with home runs.
Is it? So, all right, that's promising. He's not over 200 yet, but, hey, there are sparks.
He's making progress.
Yeah,
there are sparks. You're seeing some good signs there.
Yeah. Some NFL news. We talked a lot yesterday about the tush push and whether it be banned. It does seem to have some momentum. There's growing momentum for the ban. Philadelphia Eagles standout offensive lineman Jordan Mailata, he seems to be okay with the ban. Why? He hates the name. Because he goes, I guess we just do it with no push then. That's the solution. In terms of them banning the tush push, I hate the name, so I hope they ban it. Stupid name.
It is kind of a wussy name, the tush push. Ugh. You know what? I'm with him.
Seems like it's stuck more than brotherly shove.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is I don't like the name either. I'm with them. And I think they'll be almost every bit as successful with or without it. My opinion.
Well, I'm gonna guess they're not gonna score as many touchdowns from inside the 5 without it.
Maybe.
It's gonna be a tougher slog for them.
I think when their fourth down conversion rate will go down a little bit.
I think when they're in like 1 or 2 yard situations, they're pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, they do have somebody named Saquon Barkley they can hand off to in the best offensive line.
Hurts is effective too, but it's their numbers are going to take a dip.
I found this interesting.
If it gets banned.
We're starting to see, some highlights coming out of these rookie mini camps. And one guy who was getting trashed was Travis Hunter, the number 2 pick in the draft, who plans to play both receiver and corner for the Jacksonville Jaguars, was shown on some videos stumbling on the grass, running his routes. It's hard for me to tell, but people were saying he doesn't look like a good route runner. And then I saw Dez Bryant still gets social media love chiming in that it's practice, it's not a game, he's running against air.
Right.
You might need to put on your scouting cap on, EB. Tell me what you see from Travis Hunter's route running.
I'm happy to do that. I thought I read somewhere, too, where they, and this kind of would make sense, that maybe, defensively, he's not the greatest technician either. This guy's just somebody who's out there and just balling out pure athleticism. That might make sense. There is an article that I just pulled up where Trevor Lawrence is just raving about him. He says, after seeing him up close and personally, the ball skills, the running after the catch, he's very explosive. Just didn't realize how explosive he was in and out of cuts. He's impressive to watch, and we've gotten to connect a couple times. He says he can run all day, a lot of energy. I love it. Always dapping guys up, just bringing juice every day. High motor, can just go.
He's mostly been lining up at receiver from the reports. They've almost not seen him play any defense so far. So you wonder how they're going to employ him.
Get him on offense. Line him up opposite Brian Thomas Jr., Trevor Lawrence. If Hunter's the real deal, he's going to have 2 top targets to throw to. That offense could be potentially explosive.
I think he's the real deal. And if there's any route running things he needs to learn, I'm quite confident he'll learn it.
Yeah, that's for Liam Cohen and his staff to tighten up.
Yeah, that's
refine.
That's kind of a standard thing that guys refine as they get older.
Hey, Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson Reports are they're engaged.
Told you she had a ring on. Didn't she have a ring on that finger a couple weeks ago?
According to New York Times, Ms. Hudson has told at least one person that she and Belichick are engaged to be married.
Somebody said in one of these articles a couple weeks ago, and I think it was around the time, when she had entered that, whatever, Miss Maine or whatever the hell she was in.
Yep.
And there was all this controversy about her. And somebody was quoted as saying, you know, they went to high school with her or something. And like, she's the most despicable person they've ever met.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, they don't trust her at all. She's just a, just like a devilish type of person. So who knows? Keep an eye on it.
Peyton Manning. He's got his quarterback series hitting Netflix on July 1st, I believe.
So is this new for him?
This is season two.
So who did he have on last year? Do you remember?
Season one, well, one person who's a repeat is Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
So he's going to be back on season two.
They can't get enough of our man, Kirky.
Well, remember, there were a lot of people that apparently turned it down after season one. I'd have to look up season one again, but I remember Kirk was part of that. But apparently convinced Joe Burrow to be part of season two. So you're going to have Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins.
And they're just following him around as they train and around the house and all that?
That's kind of goes through the season.
Oh, they follow him the entire season?
Yeah, apparently they're going to include the burglary of Burrow's home in December.
All right. Oh, so it's a retro look.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
You know, it's pretty good. I mean, I watched the first season. I don't know that I feel like I need to watch sex. Remember we watched and you got to see Kirk Cousins with his trophy case, which was in some sort of like walk-in closet, and he had an empty spot, and he's like, that's where I'm going to put the Lombardi.
Yeah, right. Well, that's, he might want to put like his hoodies there because I don't know if there's going to be a Lombardi trophy in that spot.
Maybe his golf clubs.
Golf clubs could go there.
Yeah.
Are we getting to the point where there's too many, when there's too many docs? We used to love it, but now you got Hard Knocks, you got in-season Hard Knocks, you got quarterback.
It's too much.
Didn't they do the receiver one?
They did receiver.
I didn't watch receiver.
You don't have to watch it, but I like it that it's out there. I like it that it's available. It's better than some dumb sitcom.
Just give me the games. I don't need to see Joe Burrow's necklace getting snatched by a bunch of dum-dums who then post it on social media and then get caught. I don't care.
Yeah, but I like
that
BTS.
That doesn't matter to me.
I like all behind-the-scenes stuff. I like behind the scenes
fine.
Access.
I like games.
Yeah.
I like stats.
I know Valdez likes BTS.
I like touchdowns. That's what I'm here for.
Flashing a wide smile, Justin Jefferson did a celebratory gritty as he left the lectern at a news conference during the NFL spring meeting Tuesday. He wants to chase gold in flag football.
Isn't the gritty like dead? I mean, the gritty,
not for him. That's his brand.
That is his brand. But I mean, I feel like if you're hitting the gritty at this point, it's like, it's kind of like planking.
Is there a new, a new one, though?
I don't know.
What's the new dance?
Thankfully, I don't know the newest and latest dance craze.
Right.
Okay, that's part of probably a huge reason why I'm not on TikTok. One, I'm not into dancing. Two, I'm way too old. So I don't know the latest dance craze. I couldn't tell you what it is.
I knew at one point TikTok was known for dances, but I think it's grown beyond that.
It definitely has, but it's still.
Remember the origin of it? It was called Musical.ly before it was called TikTok.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know it was the artist formerly known as TikTok.
Yeah, I'm 99% sure my daughter was on it, and it used to be called Musical.ly.
Well, you know what? That's a glow up brand name wise. Smart by them.
And I think it was just like dancing stuff.
Yeah.
And then it became TikTok, and then I guess it, you know, still dancing, but then a lot of other stuff.
Game one, Eastern Conference Finals in the world of hockey, and the Panthers gave the Carolina Hurricanes the business, 5-2 winners.
It's recency effect, but I guess I'm slightly pulling for the Panthers because the Hurricanes gave the Caps the beatdown.
But you and historically hate Florida, too.
Yeah, I hate them, too, but I'm not one of these guys who takes solace in the Hurricanes beat us, so I want them to go on and win the Stanley Cup. No. That doesn't bring me any sort of comfort whatsoever. I think I want the team that just beat us to get beaten.
What did they do so well What was the score?
5-2.
5-2.
They scored. That's what they did.
They got up 4-1,
and the game was freaking over.
I mean, the Capitals scored, what, 6 in the series?
How many did they get? 6 or 7?
They're supposed to be so good. I mean, they are good on the power penalty kill. I wonder how Carolina did on the penalty kill against them. Or did they get even strength goals?
You want me to look up the box score and see your penalty?
We had a hard time scoring against them.
What happened? Yeah, had a hard time scoring across the board.
Didn't seem like Florida had much of an issue scoring against the Hurricanes last night.
Remember, we could barely generate a shot when
Florida
we had
power play. Three power play goals.
See, look at that.
No, three opportunities, two goals.
2 for 3.
They just swept us out of their goofball power.
I mean, they were chasing the puck all around, just trying to set something up for the entire 2 minutes?
No, apparently not.
Yeah.
They were outshot. That happens when you play Carolina, outshot 33-20.
Right.
But on the scoreboard, 5-2, Florida Panthers.
How have I not had flashback, like PTSD, about how bad the Caps' power play was against the Hurricanes?
It was bad, Cakes.
It was freaking painful to watch.
Yeah.
You're able to get it out of your mind.
Because I'm silly at compartmentalizing, JP.
There you go.
It's one of my strengths.
All right, coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday, brought to you by Open Road Distilling Company.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Time to raise your standards. Open Road Distilling Company now at Virginia ABC, exclusively in Northern Virginia. Whether it's the bold spice of Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour maple Old Fashioned, this is whiskey done right. For the full experience, visit them in Ruston Town Center. You can call in now. We're going to play Junkie Shootout. 800-636-1067. Answer 3 questions in a row. You'll win a prize. We have great prizes like Metallica tickets, Old Glory Rugby tickets, and a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. 800-636-1067.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.